do what we do. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Doing us past 3 p.m. Gorgeous day out there. November 1st. Change the clock, set them back this Saturday night. Then I'm going out with Michael Kelly on Sunday.
Hey now.
Gonna tear it up.
Yeah, what are we gonna do?
I'm not riding with you, that's all I know.
We'll have Uber drivers.
Yeah, whatever we do, we're getting a car. Uber.
That sounds good to me. You believe like we're in the month of Thanksgiving already?
I know.
It's crazy.
Right.
And so soon we're gonna be like, where did Thanksgiving go?
Right.
Like, it's just really accelerating.
Yeah. I'm okay with the Christmas ads, but I've noticed during the football games I've been seeing them.
Oh, yeah. Wheels, what was that a picture from?
I stopped at Target on the way home yesterday, and I mean, literally the first thing you walk in the door, Christmas stuff.
Wow.
I mean, it's Halloween night, and the first thing you see, and it's going up everywhere, by the way, because as I'm walking through, it's not just there. I mean, it's being built. You can see that there's like in progress building up the Christmas displays and all the Halloween stuff's gone and it's straight up Christmas.
I am dedicated to shopping early this year because I'm typically at the Galleria like on Christmas Eve just buying crap for my family. It's like, oh, I bet they don't have a robe. Everyone gets a robe.
Yeah.
I bet everyone gets women's UGG size 10. It's terrible. We take so much care, and I'm like, there's another robe for you. Size 10 UGGs. Just the match with Nick. Nick was really making me laugh. He said that you guys are having a meeting with Kara Spencer, and Nick offered to be her body double. Because he's wee.
Yes.
He's a short guy. He's...
How do you handle every day with that cat?
You know what? Nick is... I told you, he's got a sneaky humor. And look, you two communicate to each other
like
almost
twins.
In a different language.
Yeah.
And it... whatever you guys are doing, it's almost like you know what's happening. Nick will say things in a meeting that don't hit me sometimes till like hours later. And I'll be like,
so he's
oh
like
my
a
gosh.
Punch in the groin.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't feel it right away, but then it eventually gets you.
Yeah,
that's my
right?
son. That's my boy.
Right. I mean, it's a very educated, cerebral humor, which is, you know, new for me.
So, speaking of humor, you know this, and I mean it, and I say it all the time. Hancock and Kelly is my favorite radio show of all time. And watch you guys every Sunday, 8:30 appointment viewing with Andy. But this morning when I popped in on the Odyssey app, and you're trying to convince Hancock that bats aren't birds.
Right.
And then my app started buffering. And I could tell.
Yeah.
No, I said, I think you're reading off Wikipedia there. And I'm like, they're mammals. They're mammals. Just tell them they're mammals. They're young or born live. They're not eggs. Oh, my God. And then my app started buffering, and I'm cursing.
Yeah.
I'm yelling. I'm having road rage.
Well, what you missed was Hancock giving me a lecture on why, of course, they're birds, Kelly. Listen, they have wings with blah, blah, blah. And
they
blah,
fly?
Blah. By the end of that segment, we figure out that they're mammals and they have live birth and they don't have eggs and stuff. And he's like, see, this is what I've been trying to tell you. You got to love
John. He's the best.
John. You know, John Hancock never has a bad day. Now, I hope he has a bad night Tuesday. But the guy just never has a bad day.
Yeah.
He is
good
just a
him.
Happy dude. I'm jealous of that. I have a couple of
both.
Friends that are like that.
Yeah.
And I'm jealous of them.
Yeah. Try living with this one over here.
Like, even if you like, have a bad pain in your neck, you're still a chipper dude.
Ask them. I mostly.
Yeah. No, he's not chipper.
No, energy, though. Like,
he's
it might be
just,
anger, but...
Everything falls his way.
Mm-hmm.
Everything falls his
he's
way.
He's not worried.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't stress.
Yeah.
No stress at all.
When I was a kid, they used to raise money for St. Jude's Hospital with the Mathathon. And these kids would take turn 1 hour every hour. There were kids doing nothing but math, and people would pledge a quarter. I would like to pledge for a talkathon. I would like to know how long you can go without rest, like taking control of a radio show, Kevin Wheeler.
Longer than anyone
days.
I know.
Yeah,
you think you
days.
Could? Really?
Yeah. I mean, I got to sleep, I guess, so at some point you're going to run out of gas.
But you think you could do like 24 hours straight?
So just to give you this is a real example. This actually happened when I was younger. This was probably late 90s, I was doing the national radio thing, but it wasn't really as big a deal as it sounded. It was kind of a small family operation. So they had me scheduled. I did updates, like, you know, sports updates. I did updates from like 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. That was the shift. And then I did the 6 to 10 p.m. show. And then I recorded the overnight updates and then came back and did the 6 to 10 a.m. show all in one stretch.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, were you talking about the same thing the whole time?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was March Madness, so it was you know, a lot of stuff there. You didn't have to really work too hard for it, but yeah.
That's impressive.
It was not fun, though.
And you know, I say this all the time. Sorry, I'm taking over the DGS.
No, not at all.
But, you know, Hancock and I come in here sometimes two and a half hours. It's exhausting. For people who don't do this, it really is. And I think I've figured out what it is because usually in life when we're talking, you talk, you don't really pay attention. I mean, you do pay attention. But when you're on the radio and when you're in a situation like this, you really have to pay attention so you're on even higher alert.
Mm-hmm.
And the couple of times we've sat in for y'all when you do, you know, and done your 4 hours when you're out enjoying life, I mean, I'm a zombie for a week after that. It's impressive. And so there you go.
Thanks,
I mean,
Michael.
No, you're not digging ditches, let's be clear.
Yeah.
No one's going definitely to not welding steel or
not curing
even
cancer
fixing
over here.
The toilet, not doing that.
And it makes it so much better to be on the air with other people, too, because even like my weekend show is an hour long and most of the time I have a guest. But if it's just me filling a segment, I'm just like it, like without that feedback from another person, everything you say, like it just sounds stupid to you. It's like, is this entertaining at all? Is this anything? Yeah. So it's really helpful
the
to
first
have
six
pals.
Months of my career. I talked to nobody. I mean, no one in the room and no one listening. I
was you could
just,
do it.
I didn't know any better to know that I should be scared.
Did you practice at home? Would you like sit at a table and just talk for an hour?
No, no. It just kind of came naturally. It wasn't very good, but I was able to pull it off. So, and then once producer Tom came in the room, it was like easy peasy.
Yes.
And then when I got Katie Cruz and Sparks and Pigpen and, you know, the cavalcade of stars, then it was really easy.
Well, you guys are incredible, and it's exhausting, regardless of how many you are in here. But to be able to sit and talk in a room by yourself for an
hour—that's why I can't stand Hannity. I couldn't stand Limbaugh, but I'll tip my hat to them.
Yeah.
They can do something I can't do, and they do it really well.
Try it in your bathroom one night.
Yeah.
While you're taking a shower, to have a dialogue. It's it's hard to do because I've tried to figure it out. The couple of times Hancock has had to bolt or whatever, and I've had to do a couple of segments by myself, you're nervous.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what are you going to do if you don't know what to say?
It's one of those, like, if I stop, everything stops.
Yeah.
Right.
Everything just comes to a halt. That would be really weird. Because I have that thing, like, I don't know if you knew this about me, but for a good example, the one these guys know very well, when I worked in the chemical building, it was an older building, and there was about a 2-inch gap in the elevator where it met the floor. And every day I had my big thing of keys, and I'm like, I want to throw them down there so bad. So I finally did.
Oh.
And it took me and the superintendent 2 hours to find them. And then the next week I went to him, and he goes, don't. And I'm like, oh, they fell again. He goes, they're not falling. You're throwing them. And one time I was sitting right outside Cafe Napoli on a beautiful evening waiting for Maureen to get there. And a bus pulled up and I had a big wad of keys still.
Uh-huh.
And I threw it and I hit it in the window. And the guy came out and he goes, did you see what happened? I'm like, I'm sorry. He goes, I think someone shot the bus. And I'm like, I didn't see anything. And he gets in and pulls out and I pick my keys. I'm like, what's wrong with you? And so, yeah.
Is this recently?
I don't have it as bad as I used to.
Therapy? Have you done therapy with this?
Oh, have I done therapy? Yes,
wow.
I have. Every week for 20 years now. And but I opened the phones up about 10 years ago and the phones were inundated with people like me.
Yeah.
One guy had thrown his keys in a snowdrift on his first date with his wife. Another lady let go of the rope water skiing in the Ozarks so that she would hit the dock, like just wondering how bad it would be and like ended up breaking her back or some crap like that. Yeah.
So, and who knows? It's obviously unique to each individual, but is there a common theme there that's related to the psychology?
It's the OCD. and thinking, like, for example, I don't ever take me to a wedding as your date because I'm likely to stand up, take my shirt off, and rub my nipples. Like, I just think to myself, like, what if I did it?
Wait, you know, what's the downside?
What if I did it?
Want to go to Amy Marksgaard's wedding with me?
No, very much. Very much. No, I can't be anywhere near there because then I'd just be like, what if I pooped? What if I did? What are they going to do? Are they going to kick me out? Will they ever talk to me again? DGS on KMOX. Michael Kelly is here from Hancock and Kelly. So this is the last time that we'll be talking to you before the election. Just kind of give us your thoughts, feelings. How are things going?
Well, I voted already, so I'm relieved. It kind of feels like the election's somewhat over. You still have to suffer through the commercials. Now, this is what I do for a living, so sure. I'm clearly still engaged. But look, we're all to that point. It's going to be a very close election. I do think the vice president's going to win. And I'll explain why. I did not feel that way last week. About 3 weeks ago, we saw the high that Kamala was on, a post-Democratic convention, start to take a trajectory down. Wasn't a huge trajectory down. She lost 2 or 3 points very slowly and incrementally. But the trend was that way. It wasn't till earlier this week in two of the battleground states, Michigan and Wisconsin, that she broke that. And by breaking that gives me some hope that the trends broke and everything's in the margin of error. So it appears as though the election's going to come down to Pennsylvania.
Jeez.
And
this could come down to like 10 or 20,000 votes.
Yeah. And so from a Democrat perspective, look, I'm talking myself up here. So, you know, trying to feel good about what I think is, you know, not felt great for a while. We're seeing huge early vote turnout, and what we're also seeing is that it's like 55 to 45 females to men in terms of early turnout. Females discriminate heavily to Democrats, so that makes me think that this election is going to be extremely close, I really do think it's going to come down to Pennsylvania. I think we're going to know relatively early in the night. It's going to be close. I can promise you two things. It's going to be close. It's going to be long. It's going to be drawn out, but not too long after the polls close, Donald Trump's going to stand up and say, I won. Oh, that's just going to be his play.
Regardless.
Yeah. Well, he's already starting it. I mean, he's seeing the same trend all of a sudden. They're cheating in Pennsylvania. They're cheating in Michigan. They're cheating in Wisconsin. He hadn't been talking about cheating for a while. Now he's back on to cheating. I think they're seeing some internals that it's going to be close. And so take it to the bank. I would bet by 9 o'clock St. Louis time, he will declare victory. It doesn't matter what has happened.
For not just Michael, but for everyone in the room, let's say that Trump loses. How bad do you think the fallout will be? Do you think it'll be as bad as January 6th? Do you think there'll be a bunch of little January 6th across the country?
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not. I would think that after last time, people are just kind of tired of it and exhausted by it now. I hope so. I hope there are less people willing to go along with the lie. I mean, you know, assuming that he's lying about the election being stolen, like, I would hope enough people would just go, I don't want to do this again. And we wouldn't have the same mess we had last time, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I have no hope like that. It'll be chaos, but I don't think it's going to be January 6th chaos right away. Because what's going to end up happening, and I'm sure you guys are all seeing the stories, there are already people that are planning their challenges in every state where it's going to be close. In all of the states that are going to be close, there are already like challenges in place and preemptive ones like, okay, well, the minute this is over, we're going to start to challenge. And that's going to take months.
Right.
It's going to take time. So I think the first time you would see anything January 6th-ish would be if all of those are exhausted or when you get to January 6th, when you get to that point where there's an inauguration that people do not want to happen. But in the meantime, I think it's just going to be nonstop court stuff because – you've got the Republican operatives in those states, not all of them, but the ones that are working for the campaign. They're preparing their challenges. And then, you know, the Democrats have their teams of lawyers that are preparing to counter those challenges. And it's going to be all of that nonsense for months.
And then I think you couple it with, you know, we've seen this movie before, which means state legislatures who can play a role in this game as well. They were kind of caught off guard when this was all going down last time. They put together some hastily done commissions, mm-hmm. et cetera. Now they're going to have some time to do some stuff.
Well,
look, the best outcome for us all on Tuesday is one of these people wins
big,
clearly. Mm-hmm. And we know that that person's the president. I personally hope it goes one way, and I'm hopeful that we can maybe move past some of whatever the last 10 years has been.
Can you outline, what Missouri's like? Because I saw this. Josh Shapiro was interviewed on Fox News because there are already conspiracies about Pennsylvania, and people are saying this is happening, that's happening. And he said, look, he goes, we have, 67 different districts or counties. They're all, some of them are run by Republicans. Some of them are run by Democrats. He goes, my Secretary of State is Republican. Everything is on the up and up. That's how it is. How is it in Missouri?
Exactly.
How is it done?
We've got probably one of the safest election systems out there. Each county has an election director, and the big counties, they have some of those are elected in, out in St. Charles, et cetera. Here in the big areas, we have directors from both parties.
Right, because in St. Louis County, it's one of each.
Yes, there's one of each, and that same thing's over in Kansas City. We do have a Republican Secretary of State. What's interesting to me, Kevin, is that the Republicans will tell you that we have the safest elections ever here in the state of Missouri.
Ron Raffensperger in Georgia, too, saying the same thing.
But this national narrative entices these candidates that— You know, we literally had a guy just get elected Secretary of State talking about fraudulent elections in the state of Missouri, Denny Hoskins, or who will get elected Secretary of State, on something that doesn't happen. But that's a message that has to be used. I'm not excusing him using it, but it's a message that has to be used to talk to these people who've bought into that everything's corrupt when it's just not the case.
Did you guys see the fake news story in Pennsylvania? There's a guy that was showing video of a man with a postal service basket, and he's walking into the election authority, and it's full of ballots. And the story is, who is this guy? We need to find him and identify him. He won't talk to us. He's bringing in all these ballots. He's bringing in a ton of ballots. He's the postmaster. He's delivering the mail. He is literally delivering the mail. And we're turning that into a conspiracy theory.
Yep.
He is. But the problem is the people seeing the conspiracy tweet and the video are not seeing the report that says, yeah, that's the dude delivering the mail. That's his job. There are mail-in ballots. He's delivering them. That's the job.
Mike, who you liking in the state campaigns here?
Well, the state Senate race, something could happen. Josh Hawley is a unique figure. He will not do as well as every other Republican on the ticket. I would anticipate he's going to win. It's really hard to beat an incumbent. I don't see any changes. I think statewide, the reality is we are a ruby red state, and that message is selling. Polling shows that Republicans will win handily. On the amendments, I think we're going to have a mixed bag. As I look at the number two, which was related to sports gaming, I think that several months of million-dollar campaigns really, muddying up the waters may be too much to overcome. And I think now the sports gaming is using a great message, which is, why don't we have this? Everybody around us has it. Because I don't think the education message sold.
I think abortion
passes handily, and minimum wage passes handily. And it's kind of a ho-hum election. We go down the road in Missouri.
All right, buddy. See you Sunday.
Bye, guys.
Happy Friday, everybody. DGS. Happy November 1st. Happy first day of going into winter. I don't know. Dave Murray joins us.
No, it's not that yet. It's not that yet.
It feels like
it's the first day of Christmas season, though, if you're at a store.
We haven't even done the winter forecast yet. It can't
I know.
Be winter.
That's the official day of winter is, by the way, I'm glad you mentioned that, November 21st.
Nice.
3:30 right here.
We have a late Thanksgiving, right?
Yes.
27th, somewhere around there.
It is the 28th.
Kind of sad to see Halloween go, though. I like Halloween. I didn't do anything. I'm not like a big, I'm going to have a party or dress up kind of thing. I just like the member months. September was pretty damn hot. Well, I guess so was October, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
we had some cool weather. But.
Maybe in November we'll get the October weather that we deserved.
Yes, yes. But November looks warm. But that would be it's a step down month.
Yeah,
it continues to step down. Time change this weekend,
and then we have some weather change coming Sunday, right?
Yes, we've got an extended wet stretch coming up here. Gorgeous weather this evening. It'll be a little chilly, dropping through the 50s, 43 for the low. Lots of sunshine Saturday, 66. Really ideal for the first weekend of November. Saturday night, I think, is dry as far as the evening is concerned. Most of the night should be dry, too, 56, so a little bit warmer. Sunday, periods of rain, a couple of non-severe thunderstorms, 72. Periods of rain Sunday night, periods of rain and a couple of non-severe thunderstorms Monday and again on Tuesday, 73 on Monday, 68 on Tuesday. Right now, Election Day, looks like there will be showers and a couple of thunderstorms from Wisconsin and Michigan down through Missouri and Illinois, down to Louisiana. Also some showers in Montana into northern sections of Nevada and northern California. So do whatever you want with that.
Dave just gave me a thought. So let's say that you're in line outside your facility for Election Day and it's raining and you have an umbrella. Do you, Andrew and Wheels and Dave, give it to a lady? Do you invite someone to stand under your umbrella with you, or do you just go solo?
Depends.
Depends on the hat they're wearing, right?
Well, I mean, like, how bad's the rain? You know, how long's the line?
Do you own an umbrella?
Well, I mean, I'm sure we do.
See, here's most men I know don't own an umbrella.
I don't know where one
I've
is.
I've got about 10 of them.
You're a weather guy.
Shocking.
I'm a weather guy.
Your whole thing is umbrellas. You probably, like, take them outside like a Willy Wonka cane and spin around with them. Singing in the rain.
Sounds like fun.
Wow. He's done it today.
This is like presupposing that I have an umbrella with me and I'm not just standing out there in the rain. I've never been faced with this quandary because I've never held an umbrella in front of other people.
I've never seen an umbrella.
Yeah.
We need to bring back is the Brock umbrella.
Oh, everybody gets their own. Yeah, it goes right on top of the hat.
Yeah, you put it on your head. You wear it like a hat.
Yeah, are we talking golf umbrella here, like the ones that can fit three people under there? Or are we talking about the regular old school?
Are you helping the ladies or are you not?
Well, so let me ask you this. I'm going to turn this on Rach.
Okay.
If there's a guy standing,
are you helping the man?
Listen, because I want to know what I should do. Because if there's a guy that you don't know standing behind you and it's raining and he says, here, come stand under my umbrella, are you going to be happy about that? Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't come stand under the strange man's umbrella. No. What? Don't yell. Why are you, like, coming at me?
I'm just saying, I know you. You would never do that.
No, I would not stand under the umbrella with a stranger. But I might, if he offered to let me hold his umbrella, I would
might
probably,
say, okay, yeah, nice chivalrous
that be,
thing.
That would be incredible. That would be, like, the nicest thing anyone's ever done.
Okay. Well, then that's the move.
Like, yeah, oh, wow,
here, you can
sacrifice.
Borrow this.
Yeah, yeah, doing that thing.
Because you don't want to be a creeper. I don't want to be looking like somebody like, oh, sure. Like, okay, it's one thing if it's like my grandma or whatever. Like, it's a little bit, it's going to be taken differently. But you don't want to be seeming like a creeper.
I mean, just in general, standing under an umbrella with another person is uncomfortable, even if it
even
is
if
your,
it's partner. Your
partner. It's just not enough room. And, like, you're bumping arms when you're walking. It's not a great experience. So,
yeah,
I would guiltily take the umbrella if it was offered to me. I would feel kind of bad, but that would be very nice. Yes.
So I'm nowhere near needing a cane yet, but the day I need one won't be a terrible day because I love the aesthetic of a cane. There's just something about it.
Will you have one that's got like a figurehead on the top, like a wolf?
What would your
insignia be? What would you have on there?
Probably a Sasquatch.
I don't know. Yeah. Will you have one that's got the retractable sword?
Oh, or do they make any other kind?
Because if I have a cane, it's going to be a sword.
I have a sword.
There's
cane.
No question.
Yeah, he has a sword cane.
Doesn't have an umbrella, but has a sword cane.
Has never held an umbrella.
Hey, you never know when you might have to slay a creature.
Boy. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Before I get into headlines, I do want to tell you guys that I will be helping with election coverage on Tuesday night. And what I'm going to be doing is combing through your voice memos. So I want to hear about your election day experience. If you're caught in one of those showers that Dave Murray just told us about, if you're experiencing long lines, something's happening, or if you have a completely smooth experience, I want to hear about it. Just leave us a voice message of 60 seconds or less on the Odyssey app. I promise I will listen, and you might end up on the air on Tuesday night. Special election coverage starts at 6 p.m. on KMOX. So.
How do you feel being on the team?
I feel good. I'm like, all right, you guys want me on the team? Your funeral. I'll
mess this thing up.
I'll take the umbrella.
Absolutely. No, I'm very excited. It's going to be a fun night. And
I love that they went through the DGS and they're like, who would mess this up the least?
I guess her. All right.
Actually, it's probably a better question is who would actually take it seriously, which yeah. would definitely be.
All right. Moving on to headlines. A new study warns that sitting can be bad for your health, even if you're keeping healthy in other ways. Research has linked prolonged sitting to hazards like increased heart disease risk, weight gain, and premature aging. Even if you get your recommended 20 minutes of exercise a day, it's not going to counteract the health risks, even for younger people. So try to stand as much as possible.
I bet we're sitting more than we ever have.
Sitting is so nice.
It is nice. Mm-hmm. It's a good activity.
Mm-hmm. Standing is not fun. Mm-hmm.
Ratings for the 2024 World Series were the highest in years. The Dodgers-Yankees matchup averaged 15.81 million viewers over five games. That's the best number since 2017.
And it was that, I think it was that number, maybe even a little higher in Japan.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
Massive TV ratings in Japan. And keeping in mind the time difference,
yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they were having breakfast. That looked really cool.
Yeah.
So synchronized clapping is a huge thing in Japan, and they kept showing video of like they were holding like those things that you bang together, and everybody was
thunder
like,
sticks,
doing thunder sticks at the same time, like
Do you think we could do it all at once?
Okay, like let's just try to clap three times all together. I don't think it's gonna work.
Yeah, I think you just answered your own question.
That's what the point was. I don't think we can.
I mean, it was like hundreds of people just like.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, let's do. I'm gonna go 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and we're gonna do the do.
Okay,
all right, ready?
All right.
Okay.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Come on.
Dave's on delay.
Try it again. Okay, try it again.
Dave, you delay it because you're on delay.
No, he's got to start early. He's
never mind. You're right. You start
he's
early.
He's not on delay.
But it sounded like it.
But I did it twice. Maybe that's what you're
doing. Yeah.
I thought we were going to continue it.
All right.
I thought more than
one. Here we go. Rhythm section. Okay. Let's go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. We're not even trying to dip this up.
Oh, this is bad. This is real bad.
If Steve Moore is listening right now.
Okay,
we're giving Glover one more show.
We're just clapping on the radio.
If he does one inane thing.
There's somebody out there with the clapper, their lights are going on and off.
It's like a night at the Oz in their house.
Oh my gosh.
I think we're haunted.
All right. Dictionary has named brat as its 2024 word of the year. This is the Collins Dictionary. It said it was one of the most talked about words of 2024 after it was used as an album title by pop star Charlie XCX. I hope I'm saying her name right.
I don't even know. How do you say that name? Is it a number?
I really don't know. I'm too old.
Are you supposed to say the letters?
Charlie.
Yeah.
We all know Charlie.
You said it right. Okay. You said it right. Rachel.
I love that Dave is the one like,
yeah, Dave's the one who knows.
Dave had a brat summer.
That's scary. Dave had a brat summer.
Pronunciation.
Oh my gosh.
Dave's a 365 party girl.
Yeah, I've heard the album, but like you never hear people say her name out loud. It's just one of those things where it's like, I'm not quite sure. Wendy's is closing 140 outdated restaurants, but the chain is opening hundreds of more modern locations. So these are just restaurants that are like 55 years old and out of date. So they're tearing them down and replacing them with modern restaurants. I don't know about you guys. This makes me sad. I love going to like a throwback location somewhere.
Totally
like,
agree.
Like especially like 90s Taco Bell. Do you remember the aesthetic of that?
Oh, sure.
There was nothing like it. And now everything's a gray box. It's just such a bummer.
The old Pizza Huts.
I remember 80s Taco Bell. Ooh.
What was that like?
It was a vibe for sure.
Run to the border.
Yeah. And
it
they was had the, a vibe. Didn't they have brown uniforms?
Yes.
With like orange, yellow
and
stripes.
A caulking gun full of sour cream.
Yes.
I got a kick out of Rachel going, what was it like in the 80s?
Tell me, Wheels.
Tell us, old people.
Old people, what was it like in the old days?
Okay, that was my final headline story. You guys want to try to clap one more time? Okay. Do you think we can do it? Okay.
All right, there you go.
All right, lead us off, Dave.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. It's Murray.
He's just doing too many.
Is it me?
But it sounded in time when we did it all together.
We tried our best.
Steve, this one's for you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
The Lover Boy on a Friday, 350 DGS. Hey, I just DJed.
Nice job.
Little Lover Boy for you on a Friday.
You didn't FM it up.
Yeah.
You know, the FM rock guy?
I don't think I have it in me. I don't think I have the voice for that. I don't have the pipes.
There's a guy where I grew up. The station in Detroit, the rock station, was the Riff, W-R-I-F. And this guy, Arthur Penhollow, I'm not even kidding you, dude. The voice of God. Oh, my God. So awesome. And just, like, cool, too. Like, he had the cool vibes to him. And he's like, it's Arthur P., baby. Like, oh, my God.
Baby.
That was his thing. Everything he signed off on was like, baby. All of his promos and ads and everything.
Sounds fun. I love the, I mean, obviously, our buddies still do it. Tris still does it over KZK. But, like, in the old days, when it wasn't.
When they were hamming it up.
Yeah, when it wasn't douchey. It was cool. Right?
Man, what was Trish talking about the other day? She's so good.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like she's just talking to you.
Yeah.
She was talking about American Idol. Yeah, it was American Idol and the contracts and, like, Katy Perry's getting paid more than Carrie Underwood. And I'm just like, ooh, girl, dish. Like, she's just very good at that.
She's really good. Robin Wright, who played Jenny in Forrest Gump, was asked if she was the villain, and she said absolutely. Said she pops in and out of Forrest's life whenever it's convenient for her and doesn't commit to him until she finds out she has an incurable disease, and she brings along their son, whom she never bothered to tell him about. So, yes, she was the villain.
You do wonder why the child was hidden from Forrest. It's like, why was the point of that? It's kind of mean.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of, this was another thing I had on the show sheet today. There's a guy who was a prolific sperm donor and has maybe 1,000 children across the globe. 1,000. He has minimum 500. That's now, I've always thought, because, you know, we've all had a life before, that if I found out I had a child I didn't know about, I would have to be involved in the child's life if I were welcome. I just could not. I couldn't sleep at night knowing that there was someone out there that was my child and I wasn't involved. Would it change if he had 500?
I think it would have to, right?
Does it change just given the circumstance of that? Right, that wasn't from a relationship.
If
that was from a transaction.
You know what it's being used for.
Right.
And you know that someone who you don't know is going to have your child.
Right.
So then I guess it's just a matter of degree.
Right. I think it's different than if it's like your relationship that leads to that.
Hot take, but I don't think you should be allowed to be the dad of 500 kids.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying that you shouldn't because now people are in incestuous relationships.
Right, and they have no idea.
And they don't know.
I thought there was a rule. Maybe there's not, but I thought there was a rule about, like, kind of one and done. Like, if someone chose you to be the dad of whatever,
I don't know.
You couldn't do it anymore.
The show that I saw today, the package on television, was saying that it's unregulated largely.
Wow. Figures.
That's awesome.
Even in the U.S.
Good idea. Let's leave that one to the market.
Yeah, free market.
Yeah, all the other things we want to get, like, super micromanaging about, it's like, that one, it'll be fine.
Can't pass sports gambling in Missouri, but we do need to not regulate.
We're going to pass sports gambling in Missouri.
It took
forever.
Kevin, it's a figure of speech.
I know.
He's cranky today. Can I call out Andrew?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's a little cranky.
You were a little bit pre-show
today.
Also.
You yelled at me.
Me?
And so I yelled back at you just now.
I did?
Or something.
I don't think anyone yelled at you.
Or something.
I don't know.
He said quietly, we're going to pass sports betting in Missouri.
Yeah, ain't thinking too clearly.
Yeah, all Wheeler's been yelling all day, but he didn't yell you that
time. No, I yell all the time. I kind of figure I'd
What did
know
I do
it.
Pre-show, Kevin?
I don't know. You're just, like, upset about things.
No. No.
Toward the end, you came around because you're like, all right, I've got it. We're good.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. Everyone has cranky days. I just wanted to put it out there because Andrew has come for my throat a couple times this show.
He has snapped, hasn't he?
A couple times, I'm like, dude, I'm your friend. We were talking about Lucy, and he was just like, oh, well, you know, some love stories are better than others.
Special?
I'm like, I didn't know it was a competition between us and the cats.
And then the umbrella thing, I was just trying to keep you honest because I thought you were about to say that you, like, yeah, I'd go hang out under the guy's umbrella. I was like, no, you would not.
He was preemptively keeping you honest.
Pre-mad.
Which is kind of what you were describing.
A little bit.
Hey, believe me, if anybody knows pre-mad, it's me.
Yeah, you exist in a state of pre-mad.
Pretty much, yeah.
I was waiting
That's
for
my
it.
Waking state.
Yeah, you're always a little green. Like
I'm always a little edge.
Yeah.
There's always just all it takes is a little push.
Should we try the clap thing again without Murray to mess it up?
Yes, we should.
Okay, ready?
Wait, what's the clap again? Okay.
Okay, one, two, one, two, three. Oh, come on.
I think we found the weak link.
Now, you do it again, but keep doing that, and then I'll riff off it.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go. Dave, are you going to rap?
Oh, yeah, Dave's going to rap.
Two, one, two, three.
Dave's like freestyling. That was a little bit like Ray Gun.
We should say the freestyle. F word, because we're definitely getting fired.
Just do it while you can. Loving everything.